classic. Showtime comes, so here we go. Take a shot, head to the door.
Kicking off the program right there, the Dolly Rots, Twist Me to the Left, off of their self-titled album, The Dolly Rots. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you this week, as I do every week, Tuesdays, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. here on CITR, bringing you great music made by women and queer folks. And today is a very special edition of the program Radioland. I'm very, very excited about today because today we are celebrating 1 year of Into the Woods here on CITR. Yes, it's actually tomorrow, but, you know, details. But yeah, I have been producing this program here on CITR. October 10th was the first show last year, and it's been a whole year now of great radio times, great radio tunes, radio friendship, and all sorts of good things. And so the goal of today's program is to share those good things with you. I'm going to be sharing lots of my favorite songs, favorite memories from radio from this past year, from other times, people I've met along the way, things I've gotten to do, and really just kind of painting a picture of this place on the airwaves that we all know and love, and I have been able, lucky enough, to find a bit of a home on. And I hope that you find a home here too, Radioland. And so, yeah, we're going to just keep the music going, because there's so much of it to get through, because I love it all. First up, we're going to actually listen to one of my favorite road tripping songs, and this is actually a track I first played, oh gosh, on like, it must have been the second or third episode of this program, and it's a song that was introduced to me by my friend Kate, and we listened to it, and the whole album it was off of, actually, when we took a road trip to Waterton in the summer of 2017, and it's just such a great album, and this track is, I just sing along to it every single time, and it will always and forever remind me of driving through mountain passes in Waterton, seeing bears and singing along and enjoying mountain sunsets and all that good stuff. And it has a good message behind it, too. So, yeah, this comes from an album called The Hatchery Sessions, which was recorded at an actual fish hatchery on the BC coast, with proceeds from that recording going to support such initiatives. And it was they brought in all these different artists and did basically a straight-up live session at this fish hatchery. And so the track I'm going to play for you guys first here today comes from the band Black Spruce Bog. And the track is called You Could Be a Salmon. So enjoy that one here, and then I will be back in a bit.
You could be a salmon swimming in the ocean. You could be living for that upstream ocean. You could be a sockeye dying in a creek. Back to the land in a couple of weeks. You could be a river carving out stone. Carrying the rain to its ultimate home. Carrying the forest always in reach. Rolling over rocks to the salty beach.
It started with a feeling, then you had me dreaming. Now you never leave my
'cause that'd be a lie. Yeah, the song I've been singing out of my life, and every piece of me loves every piece of you. You were right for me, right from the start, especially when you said you liked NPR and sleeping and drinking coffee and playing Scrabble, and I think you're really cute.
partner, a regular feature on this program. Of course, Canadian lesbian rock band partner, the track Play the Field off of their Polaris Prize shortlisted album In Search of Lost Time. Before that, we heard from Mary Lambert, another lesbian icon, if you ask me, her track I'd Be Your Wife off of her album Bold, and kicking off the set, Black Spruce Bog with You Could Be a Salmon off of the Hatchery Sessions. And yeah, you're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, and today we're celebrating 1 year of the program. So by celebrating, of course, I mean looking back at some of my favorite tracks, using it as an excuse really to just play songs I've played before because I just love them so much. Earlier today, I was telling a friend what I was doing with this program and that I was going to be playing all my favorite music. And they were like, well, don't you do that every week? And I was like, yes, this is true. That is kind of the purpose of this program, is me getting to share all of the great things I love to put into my ears and put them into your ears, Radioland. So I hope you are enjoying the things I am putting into your ears. That is the point of this whole process. But yeah, it's been just such a fun year. CITR is just such a great place to be, great organization full of great, lovely folks. And really just, I cannot speak enough good about community radio. Whether you yourself ever want to get involved in something, whether it's CITR, CJSF up at SFU, CJSW back in Calgary, where I'm from, any of your campus community radio stations, even co-op radio, any of those folks. Or if you just want to, you know, be a listener, want to support when funding drives come around, all of those things are great ways to get involved and to care and to support the great things that are coming out of community radio. Because I love it sure a lot, and I love all of you who love it too. Next up, we're gonna keep the music going. That's what we're gonna do. Enough of my ramblings. You've heard enough of that. And I do have a bit of a cold, so fair warning on that. But next up, I'm gonna play you a cover, because I love covers. And I really love this cover in particular. It comes from a band called Pomplemousse off of their album Season 2. And the track is a cover of Video Killed the Radio Star, which is also just a banger in its own right. But rest assured, this cover is actually really almost better. Is that sacrilege to say? We'll find out. We'll let you make your own opinions of it. So this is Pomplemousse with Video Killed the Radio Star here on Into the Woods.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake content at tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. Oh, oh, they took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine and the technology. And now I understand the problems you can see. Oh, oh, I met your children. Oh, oh, what did you tell them? Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star. Pictures came and broke your heart. Pictures came and broke your heart. Seems so long ago, and you remember the jingle.
The Vancouver International Film Festival is back this fall. Experience the best Canadian and world cinema in your own backyard. There's tons of films and documentaries, fused with industry creator talks, live music, and immersive events. You can catch the world premiere of Robin Hayes' Anthem of a Teenage Prophet, maybe a creator talk with Michael Schur of NBC's The Good Place, or a screening of Jason Reitman's The Frontrunner, starring Hugh Jackman. The festival takes place from September 27th to October 12th. Tickets are on sale now at viff.org, that is, viff.org.
Have you ever thought about going abroad to study, work, intern, or learn a language? Mark Sunday, October 21st in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building to find out how. All the experts under one roof. Top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Feature seminar on scholarships starts at noon and expo opens at 1 p.m. Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Scrum is a guy that thinks he's fine. He's also known as a buster. He's always talking about what he wants while he sits on his broke ass. So, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't want to give you mine, no. I don't want to meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time, no. I don't want no scrum. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me, oh, whoa, whoa. No, no. Checking me when his game is kind of weak. Now that he cannot approach me, so I'm looking like glass, he's looking like trash. Can't get with no deadbeat ass. So, no, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time. I don't want no scrum. Scrum is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me, oh, whoa, no, no, whoa. You don't have a car and you're walking, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you live at home with your mama, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. If you have a shorty but you don't show, oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get it with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no, 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 no. No, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. I don't want none of your time. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. Oh, oh, oh. No, no.
We'll be right back.
And right there, the Garys with Burger Boy, Boy spelled like Bowie, of course, off of the album Surf Mana 2. Before that, we heard Christine Parker's cover of TLC's No Scrubs off of the album Looking Glass. I swear, Radioland, one day, I promise, one day I'm going to do an episode of this program that is just covers of TLC's No Scrubs. That is my promise to you, even if I have to record some of them myself. Gosh darn it. Because there's something just so delightful to me about covers of No Scrubs in other genres. Yeah, it just tickles me. And speaking of covers, kicking off the set there, we have Pomplamoose off their album Season 2. The track was a cover of Video Killed the Radio Star, and Radioland, rest assured, video will not kill this radio star. Hopefully I'll keep burning bright for a long while longer. Let me welcome you back to Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, celebrating 1 year of the program this week. 1 year on the CITR 101.9 airwaves online at CITR.ca. Pretty exciting stuff, if you ask me. Not my only 1 year of doing radio. I did spend a little bit of time back in Calgary before I moved out here, hosting a show called Girls to the Front at CJSW 90.9 FM there. Girls to the Front was an overnight program from 2 a.m. till 5:30 a.m. every Thursday morning. And Radioland, I don't think I could have done that one for a year. I'm strong. I believe I have a firm radio spirit within me, but the overnight slot, let's just say I really enjoy hanging out with you on these Tuesday afternoons. That's a good, a pleasant time for me, and hopefully for you too. Hopefully you're having a nice day. The sun is back out in Vancouver, and I am very much loving it. It was a jean jacket day for me, busted out my jean jacket with all my pins and buttons on it, the raincoat tucked away in the closet for now, for the best, honestly, and hopefully the sun is here to stay for a little while longer. You know, get out there, enjoy it, go to the beach, dip your toes in the ocean, you know, touch an ocean or whatever it is that you want to do. Go walk, ride your bike, you know, do those things while you can, because we're going to settle in for a long tenure of gray soon. So we got to appreciate the little things, and the little things are sunshine. And you know what, Radioland? And I feel like I say this a lot on the program. I'm going to get an ice cream when I get on my way home from the station today. And so I encourage you, go get your ice cream, whatever it might be. It doesn't have to be ice cream. It doesn't even have to be food. But maybe it's a hug from a loved one. Maybe it's watching another episode of Riverdale on Netflix. Maybe it's going and, you know, going to a movie by yourself. I might do that tonight, too. I think I'm going to go see A Star Is Born, Radioland. Full disclosure. I gotta see what Gaga's been up to. So that's my plans for the evening, and I hope you have nice plans for the evening wherever you are. I hope school hasn't gotten too much onto you if you're a student. I hope your work is treating you well if you are not, or if you are. Let's be real, lots of students are workers too. Most students are workers too. I don't know where I'm going with this, Radioland, so why don't we just get back to the tunes. Next up, we're going to hear from easily one of my top five favorite Canadian bands, top five favorite bands overall, loveliest of folks. I am the number one stan for these folks, and will continue to be, especially when they finally drop their new album sometime in the coming, I imagine it'll drop within the next year or so. Hopefully by this time next year we have a new album from them, because I will play it a lot on this program. But for now, I must stick with the one that they do have out. And by that album, I, of course, mean Dead Men Can't Catcall. The artist, of course, the Chivarettes, hailing from Calgary, my hometown. Every time I go back there, I always try and check out a Chivarettes show if they're playing, because I love them dearly. And their music, it was very important to me when I was just getting into radio, too. I remember way back when I was just starting to get involved at CJSW back in Calgary, the program director there, Marta, invited me out to go to a Chivarettes show. And the Garys, who we just heard then, were also playing on that show. And that's the first time I went and saw them live, and I made the silly rookie mistake. I did not bring earplugs to this punk show. And quickly learned that earplugs are a necessity if you're going out to a lot of shows, and quickly got them on my keychain, but had a good time nonetheless, even if I couldn't hear the next day. sign of a good show, I guess. And yeah, so just love them dearly. Saw them again at Sled Island this summer. Great as always. And yeah, they should be dropping a new album sometime soon. They've been deep in the recording studio over the last few months putting that together. So I am excited for it. Hopefully you are too. In the meantime, we're just going to listen to an oldie but a goodie, a classic, the classic, if you will. This comes off of Dead Men Can't Catcall. And of course, the track itself is Dead Men Can't Catcall from the Chivarettes. And then I will be back with you in a bit here on CITR.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
September Concerts and CITR present Idols with guests Bambara, Thursday, October 4th at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are available online and at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings Street, and Zulu.
Yeah!
And that right there, of course, Janelle Monáe, Pink off of Dirty Computer, my pick for my favorite album of 2018, at least. Just such a good album, such a good track, such a good live performance when she was here in Vancouver back in June. Just all around, cannot give enough love for Janelle Monáe. Always happy to have an excuse to play her on the radio. And with the one-year anniversary show, why not, you know? Before that, we heard from another great band, one of the bands I've actually seen live the most, Peach Kelly Pop, with their track Sailor Moon off their album Peach Kelly Pop 2. And kicking off the set, of course, the Chivarettes' Dead Men Can't Cat Call off of their album of the same name. You're tuned into Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, and I have about 15 minutes left of tunes for you, so why don't we just get right to them. Next up, we're going to listen to another cover, because I just love covers, and this is one of my all-time favorite covers. I played it on the radio back in Calgary, I've played it on the radio here a couple times, and I'm going to play it for y'all today. Yeah, it's just one of the most pleasant tracks for just in general. It just always makes me smile when I hear it. And so hopefully you sing along if you know the words. This is from The Raincoats. It's off their self-titled album. And the track is Lola. La, 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 la. Yeah, that Lola. It's that Lola. Listen to it right now.
I met her in a club down in Oxo. Where they drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. Hello. I'm not the worst, most physical.
bleed all of the hate. We go to the seascape to wash off the wrong names. Whatever keeps you
that right there, Calgary artist Ray Spoon with their track Seascape off of their new album Bodies of Water. Great album, great artist. I love Ray Spoon. Ray Spoon will always remind me of Calgary and all the good folks there, and really just a lovely person. I've seen them live a couple times and they are always delightful. Before that, we heard classic from the Raincoats off of their album The Raincoats, the track Lola, and I hope you sang along wherever you may be. And then, of course, kicking off the set, a little bit of Janelle Monáe with Pink featuring Grimes. Of course, how could I forget Grimes in that? Off of her great, great, great 2018 album, Dirty Computer. And Radioland, we are coming towards the end of the program here. It has been just so swell hanging out over the airwaves with you for this past hour and for this whole past year. CITR has welcomed me with open arms and become a bit of a second home during my time here in Vancouver for grad school. And it's really nice to have, and I really tout the benefits of this program to me personally, to folks whenever they ask me, oh, you're so busy, how are you doing everything with all that and your radio show? And I always say, you know, the radio show, it's a break. It's just a chance to hang out with you, make great music, make great friendship, and just kind of share in something together. And I think that's really, really, really great. And so I'm glad I have got to do it for a year. I'm glad I'm going to get to keep on doing it for a little while longer. And I hope that you will join me for the ride and tune in next week and every week after that, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and anywhere in the world at CITR.ca. It really has been swell. I'm going to end today's program with really just kind of a moment of self-indulgence, if you will let me, Radioland. I have played this track on the radio a couple times, as many times as I can get away with, really. And this song that I'm about to play for all of you is my go-to karaoke track. I recently performed it at Funky Winker Beans, the Vancouver karaoke staple, a couple weeks ago. And I performed it with such gusto that my voice did not recover for several days. And that is the best kind of karaoke performance, if you ask me. And this song is so ubiquitous with my personality now that my manager at the comedy club I work at has, like, integrated it into the playlist of, like, music that's always playing in the background when people are, like, coming in and leaving. And it's all entirely because of me. So I take a lot of ownership over that. And it is honestly just a capital A, capital B absolute banger of a song. And so I hope you'll probably know the words. And I do hope that as you listen to this next track, imagine me here in the CITR booth belting it out as loud as I can, because I will be. Because one of the benefits of the Radioverse, Radioland, give you a peek behind the curtain, is I am in this soundproof room alone, which means my karaoke performances can do what they will. So I'm going to turn the mic off and go to town, and I hope you will do the same. Thanks again for tuning in, and enjoy your Tuesday afternoon. I'll see you next week. This track, Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth, off of her album, Heaven on Earth. Happy Tuesday, everybody. And don't forget to sing along.
Ooh, baby, do you know?